Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from right here in Madison, Minnesota. And we're going to talk about some interesting stuff here today.
I think so.
It's AI.
That's right.
You hear a lot about AI these days.
You sure do, for better or worse.
I was going to say some good, some bad. And in this case, with nutrition, could be some good and some bad too, right?
That's right.
So lay it on us. What should we be careful for, and what should we use it for?
Well, like you mentioned, AI is kind of popping up everywhere, right? You can't do a simple internet search without getting an AI-generated answer first.
Right.
You can't look for something on Amazon without them giving you an AI recommendation first. So we see it all over the place, and a lot of people have AI apps on their phone, or they use it for looking up information or whatever they might use it for. A lot of people use it for medical information. We'll talk a little bit about the pros and cons of that here. But it's just kind of pervasive and growing in our environment. So as we think about this, I thought it would be good to talk a little bit about, you know, what the research shows when it comes to AI and nutrition, what we need to be cautious for. There are some really beneficial uses that can take some of the mental load out of some of our good nutrition habits, or building new habits. But sometimes AI can come across sounding very confident and authoritative and neutral, but the information isn't always completely accurate.
In fact, it says that right on the bottom.
It does.
If you read the fine print, that AI isn't foolproof.
It is not foolproof. Right. And some people have learned that the hard way. And there have been all sorts of news stories about that with AI making things up and people using it as fact. So when we're talking about your own health, I think it's important for us to just know what we're looking for. So when we think about kind of what people are using AI for, there's some things that are maybe not the best use of it. So one of the studies that I was looking up and reading about as we were preparing for this Taco Tuesday was a study that was just recently published on AI and high blood pressure. So this study gave some prompts just saying, like, hey, I have high blood pressure, what should I eat? And what the researchers found in this is that the acceptability, we'll say, of the diets that AI created were nowhere near what was created by a human, by a dietitian. So when we talk about acceptability, we're talking not only about, does this meet the nutritional needs? So for high blood pressure in particular, does it meet the sodium needs? Does it meet the fiber recommendations? Does it meet all of these different criteria that dietitians think about when we're putting together a meal plan or diet recommendations? And it might have met some of those, but where it failed is the AI sources were often not appropriate for that person's lifestyle or for that person's culture, and they don't take into account food preferences. And AI only knows what you tell it, so it can't take into account medications you're taking or any of those other elements of your life. So in order to get something that's even usable, it can often take multiple prompts and going through a whole system. And by the time you get to the end of it, you might not even have anything you can work with or that was addressing the original problem. So that study found that that it didn't do a very good job at creating plans that people could actually implement. So another study, when we look at analyzing what the meal plans have, there was another study that was just published this year that looked at meal plans that were created by different AI systems. And they didn't just look at whether the plans were healthy, they looked at the actual nutrition composition. And some of it was good, but they also found that AI tends to, especially with calories and carbs, drastically underestimate or undercalculate what's needed for certain populations. One in particular that I think is problematic and that came up was a study that looked at this in adolescents. So when they gave the prompt, that would be typed in by a teenager, right? I want a diet to help me lose weight, or I'm overweight, I'd like to have a diet to get me to a healthier weight. And one of the things that they found is those AI-generated plans were underestimating, even for weight loss, the caloric need of that adolescent by nearly 700 calories. That's not just a little blip. 700 calories is substantial. And the macronutrient breakdown it was putting together, again, is not a macronutrient. And when we talk about macros, that's our protein, fat, and carbohydrate, was not appropriate for a teenager. So if we think about how much access our kids have to AI systems and the types of prompts that they're putting in, this kind of thing can be extremely harmful in the hands of a teenager. Not only does it underestimate what they need in many cases, but it can also really, really promote diet culture and an unhealthy relationship with food. So there's a healthy balance in here somewhere with using AI to reduce our mental load, but not using it for medical advice. So the places that it can become actually pretty helpful is if we put in 3 or 4 recipes and say, make me a grocery list. It is phenomenal at doing things like that. You copy and paste a link for the recipes you're going to use, or you upload a picture of what you'd like to use, and it can help you develop that grocery list so you don't have to sit and write everything down, and then you've got it right there. It's also wonderful with scenarios where you say, I have leftover chicken and I have cauliflower that's about to go bad, and I need to use up these cucumbers from my garden. What can I make for supper tonight? It does a great job of pulling together options for ways to utilize the things that are in your fridge, or helping you pull up recipes. Or even if you put in something like, I need to eat less sodium, what are some places that sodium sneaks in if I'm not even adding salt? It can be great at giving information like that. Or if you've already been given a recommendation, it can be really helpful at giving you a little bit more information about that recommendation, or helping you utilize it. But we really need to be cautious about using AI to generate a plan for us, especially if we're talking about, you know, food allergies and eating disorders. Those have both been scenarios where AI has actually been harmful in some situations. If we're looking at, you know, chronic diseases like kidney disease or diabetes, especially if you're on certain medications, complex conditions with heart disease and gastrointestinal health, AI just isn't able to take in all the information and put together a plan that's actually feasible for a human in the same way that a human can. So when we're deciding what to use it for and what to not use it for, if we're using it for that medical advice and to tell us what to eat or to put together a healthy plan for us, probably not that effective. If we're using it to help us organize the foods in our fridge into a meal plan, or helping us create a grocery list, or helping us find a recipe, or if you want to, you know, have something special for a celebration and you're looking for a way to incorporate that, phenomenal for those things. So AI can take some mental load away, but it shouldn't replace the medical advice that we're getting from our doctor, our dietitian, our care team in general. Definitely shouldn't replace it as a whole.
All right. I looked up. I did, as you were talking, I just searched AI and nutrition.
Yeah.
And I got everything from using AI for nutrition advice, take it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
To how levering AI and nutrition can help prevent the next global health crisis.
Well, see, there we go.
Yeah. So we're all over the board here. So,
we are all over the board.
Yeah, so watch out what you click on.
That's right.
Yeah.
And AI will continue to improve, I'm sure, right, as we put more and more information into the database. But for right now, always important to get a human involved if we're talking about your actual health, those recommendations, chronic diseases, disordered eating, teenagers, any of that kind of stuff.
Right. That's AI right. Can't see you like a doctor can, and they can probably, you know, detect other problems and things that you might be having, or your nutritionist or whatever.
That's exactly
it. That AI is not going to know about. So
yeah. You got it.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to see you, Amber, mm-hmm. they can get a hold of you at Madison Healthcare Services or Immunutrition. What's your contact there?
That's right. You can, like you said, call up to the clinic and schedule an appointment, or you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at Immunutrition, or call here to the station and you guys can always find me.
All right. We will talk to you again next Tuesday with another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.